have one of various amount of
things.
Random. Yeah.
Yeah. He kind of just has random information at his fingertips.
I don't know how.
I don't either. There are just some people that can do that.
Get it. But there's some people who find out everything, like, about social things, too, and just know everything that's going on.
Wait, what do you mean, social things?
Like, to know all the gossip. That's what I mean.
Really.
And I don't get that, either.
I don't know if it's they're told or they just figure it out.
I have to be mixed, right?
I would assume.
You have to be perceptive enough to see things, and then people have to trust you enough to tell them, you about them.
But I don't see Tyler as one of those people.
No.
Okay.
I feel like he doesn't know, like, social stuff. Just random information.
Okay.
Stuff. I think. I don't know.
I think I agree with that. He seems not socially awkward, because he's not awkward. I mean, he's awkward, but not in the social way. He's just a bizarre person. So
he's just weird.
Yeah.
Which,
in my mind,
yeah,
makes it difficult for people to want to come to him.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore makes me feel like he's not actually perceptive. But maybe I'm wrong. So what? You got a spicy tuna and something else?
California.
What is it, California?
Other than in my mouth right now, it's rice on the outside with sesame seeds. The inside is flyfish roe, avocado, cucumber, and crab, but it's fake crab. It's the fish kind.
It's
imitation crab. I mean, I suppose it could be real crab, but this isn't.
How do you know?
I know what imitation crab looks like, and I know what crab looks like.
What's your
and
reason?
Crab is a lot more expensive, and they just wouldn't use it.
Okay. So really, I could eat it if I wanted it. That's kind of useful information.
Mm. It's fish.
Right. I mean, I eat fish on occasion, so.
Yeah.
That's why I say if I wanted to eat it. So, yeah. My conversation with Max didn't escalate to anger or crying.
Yay. What were you guys talking about?
The first thing we spoke about was the Moxie's Yahoo concert.
Okay.
Very briefly, and his leaving me to walk with Brie by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And how that, like, pissed me off amazingly. Yeah. So. And he's like, I'm sorry, I read the situation wrong. Like, it seemed to me like you two wanted to talk to each other, so I was just going to leave you alone. And I'm like, yeah, no, that was not the case at all. But what's done is done, and there's nothing to do about it. And then we started talking about Hillel, because Rachel talked to him last night.
Yeah.
And he thinks he'd do a really good job as president, and so really wants it. And he knows that being rush chair is a conflict of interest, but he still really wants it.
She told me he didn't think that the co-president was a good idea.
He doesn't.
Did he say why?
He doesn't like the concept of co-president unless the two parties lack a skill set that the other one possesses in high demand. And he doesn't believe that that's necessarily the balance between Rachel and he. So he'd be more willing to be vice president or president with vice versa. But he really doesn't seem to understand that he, like, that being rush chair is not just a problem, it's a huge problem. And, like, he really shouldn't hold both positions.
So, can you kind of vocalize what the problem with him being rush chair is? Because I know it's a problem, and I know, like, in my head why, but I can't necessarily put it out correctly, I think.
So, My feeling is that the issue with him being rush chair and trying to take an active role in Pillow comes a lot from looking at Dave Lewis. Dave Lewis, during the entirety of Rush, barely participated in anything Hillel. Like, if we had a Hillel event, it could either be a Rush event, in which case he would come, or he wouldn't come because there would be a Rush event that night, so he couldn't. Like, the balance was improper. And, I mean, it's a question of time devotion, in my mind. And Max claims that he'll be present and be able to lead and not have it not be an issue.
So that was like one of my main things when I talked to him, and he thinks that he can manage his time and his energy. But from what I saw this year, he can't.
Right. It is of my belief that he cannot. He still believes he can. He also believes that if not this year, then he will never do it, because this year to next year are his two light semesters. The two semesters in which he's not overloading in coursework, and he's not working, and he's not doing research. All three combined, so he has time to devote to Hillel. To which my response is, and AE Pi. And he doesn't really understand that the two are huge time commitments, that he's going to shaft one.
And it will be Hillel.
And it will be Hillel.
So, I think what he told me his concern was not knowing how to present himself. And he was both at the same time.
Like, introducing himself to people?
Yeah, be like, hi. Yeah. Look, because he really shouldn't, at least he knows he shouldn't be at Hill and be like, hey, come to AE Pi tonight.
Correct.
Even though we can do that, I think.
We can, but that's because we're doing it socially and he's doing it with an agenda.
Yeah.
But, like, when you introduce yourself to someone, the question is, how are you introducing yourself? Are you introducing yourself just by name? Are you just introducing yourself name and then association? And he specifically said when I was talking to him that he didn't want to be introduced as Hillel president. Like, associated with Hillel is fine, but being president was not okay. And I'm like, well then, you can't.
Any other position, that's fine, but president, that's the point.
Right. So,
I think he'd be okay at BP. I think
he'd be fine. He can stay there. But I agree, I don't want him moving up.
Rachel doesn't want to cause conflict.
Correct.
Okay. And I think that, I don't think she'd be a bad president. I don't think she would be the best.
I can see where Max would be better. But I'm not convinced that he will actually perform to his capability. And I understand that Rachel gets frustrated and can burn out really quickly, and it'll take a while for her to come back from that. But I think that's better than having devotions elsewhere. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think that if the board is, like, there enough, that having a weaker president is better than having one who is split.
But can we rely on that? That was the question that Max posed.
Yeah, that's what I said, and that was his thing. He's like, you can't rely on having a strong board, but
Then what are you relying on? Right? Are you relying on solely the president?
We can't do that.
You can't do that. And Max himself says that he's not a programmer.
Amberlynn.
He gets things done when
other people come up with
them. Yeah. And he'll enable others to get their things done. But he can't. Like, he's not the brain behind the everything.
He's a powerhouse, not
right.
A...
Really?
So you need the board. And if he's not relying upon them, then I'm a little afraid. So, again. I don't know where that leaves us, and I don't know what's going to happen. Not to mention that he won't be there for elections, which is going to make elections really, really odd. Because he's running for high-up positions. If you want an avocado piece, you're welcome to take one.
So, where does this leave?
The elections? I have no earthly clue. I'm still not convinced that we have the rest of the board figured out.
I talked to Dave Lewis, doesn't want to do it. Like, for sure. Because, I mean, that's kind of what we assume, but I got the feeling that no one actually asked.
That's true. No one asked.
Yeah. And he's up for master, right?
I don't know. I mean, no one's, like, definitely telling me what the nominations were unless I guess or ask an individual, like, were you nominated for anything?
Yeah, so...
I don't understand.
They're being now. I mean... Joe told me, but he's like, I don't remember. Like, honestly, don't remember off and off my head.
I know.
But I feel like it's Scott, Dan, and...
Dan Eisenberg.
Yeah, and Dave. Up for master.
I think Scott would be the rest. Dave Lewis is already too bitter to take it, and Dan Eisenberg
would be
horrible.
I mean, it would just...
I feel like so much would be missed if he were.
Yeah.
Because he's not a persona.
I feel like... He has been in a better mood.
Dave Lewis?
Yeah. Like, markedly better? Or is it just because, he's stopped, like, not talking to me and I'm perceiving it as, like, he's in a better
mood? I don't think he's actually been in any better mood.
Okay, so...
I'm fairly certain this is how he's been since freshman year, too.
Okay. Now I have an altered perception. I don't think it'd be bad.
I'm afraid of his bitterness. It's really it.
I mean, it depends on if he sees it as a I have this responsibility. Let me do my best.
Okay. Or, I mean, he was fine as
member.
Yeah, but actually don't know why he was member. Because member is like the person you turn to if you have a problem. And also people turning to Dave Lewis.
Didn't he want master and not win it?
I don't remember.
I feel like no one remembers except for, and like people who do won't tell me. Don't be like, yeah, this should happen.
Because they're not going to tell you who lost last year. It's just not appropriate.
Yeah.
See, now I just want more sushi. But...
No, thank you.
You like it so much. Have one. I ate 7... No, more than that. 9, 10, 11.
I still understand.
So I don't know. I don't know. I don't see him as master. Like, I really do think it'll be so self-destructive.
I don't think it would necessarily be good for him. Or, I mean, like, it could go either way. It could be really good for him and good for the house, or it could be really, really bad for him and still okay for the house, or it could just suck for everything.
So I was saying he was good at Booth, but I don't remember exactly what his...
Didn't he, like, die during Booth, basically?
Oh, he did, but he did it really well. Like, the Booth was amazing. But he destroyed himself. So he has that trend. I don't think it's a good one, so I don't want to promote it. Although it's not like we get to vote.
Yeah, right?
What are we going to do on Sunday? one, like, for hours and hours and hours.
I won't be here.
You won't be here.
I'm kind of missing my first, like, legitimate girls out of the house forever election.
It's okay.
But
I'm sure we're not doing anything.
I'll be up. So when you find out, can you, like, give me a call? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
But e-board doesn't actually, like, get changed until later, right?
Until spring.
So they're still e-board through winter break?
Mm-hmm.
So why, after November, are they, like, free? Because is this, like, a transition period? So they don't have as many responsibilities, or they have more because they have to teach the new e-board?
I think they don't have as many because the new e-board is trying.
Okay.
I think. I'm fairly certain it's not, like, the day after elections is the new e-board. Because that would seem silly to me, but I don't exactly remember the transition process.
Yeah. I'm sure it's after major board elections, because what if you're, like, you can't hold certain positions, and then what if you do, because you're a major, like, you have a new board position.
Makes sense.
So I'll be out, like, on Sunday nights, and I'm maybe at night, so.
Okay. I'll just text
wanna,
you. Like,
yeah, I want to know.
I'll text you the info. Does your, or email, because you'll have it. Will do.
I feel like none of them are really good choices. Like, Scott's really, like, he's, like, a fun guy and really great, but I feel like he's not, like, a leader.
He did a really good job with producing.
Did he?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Organized meetings, got
he's
everyone
really
together.
Organizational.
Which is, I think, very good for a president. Like, I'm not really sure what JB does, per se.
Like I said, JB is a really, like, interesting choice, and I wish I was here last year so much to, like, see all of the stuff that went on, and I feel like I'd understand so much better.
And
see who people were before.
I wish I remembered the election last year, but he, I think, was the better choice.
I think it was him and Dave Lewis. I'm pretty sure I've heard that.
I would buy it.
Like, maybe someone else. I don't think that he's bad. It's just really interesting. Because he's not Robbie.
Not at all.
And even now, I see how he was mastered.
But I think it was interesting because after Robbie, the House basically swore not to have another sophomore master, and then they elected JB, which I thought was really interesting.
Why did they not want another sophomore?
Because of inexperience, just being young and stepping into the role. Like, Robbie advised against it, and JB was like, well, who else is going to do it, right? So he wanted it, but also,
I think that because of the way elections work, both at Hillel and at AFI, because they kind of work the same way, I think, like, period of time-wise, it's a really difficult place. Because you can't have seniors in positions, which gets rid of people who really have had.
You can't have, current seniors, because they'll be gone.
So that gets rid of, like, that whole year of people who've had the most experience. And you can't have freshmen, because they just
not for AFI. We can for Hillel, because we need to.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So you're left with sophomores and juniors. And
I mean, you can get the senior who's running now. Like, who's a junior now, and so will be a senior in the spring.
Yeah.
The following fall.
Yeah. Like Joe.
Like Joe. Which I think is very good.
I think,
I think you need more of those.
But how many people, like, buy that? And plus, you have to have some experience, so you really should do it, like, for more than 1 year. And it's just a weird, like, thinking of, like, sophomores being on New York is like, wow, that's really young, and then next year it'll be the same thing as the same, like, youth.
Do you know who was nominated for Lieutenant and Master?
Yes, Brandon.
I know Brandon, and that's it.
Big J.
Okay.
There might have been a third, but I think that's it.
Because, like, I'm also trying to pair people.
Master and Master. I think that Brandon will get it.
I think he will, too.
But I feel like Big J really should be on E-board. I think he'd be good on it. But he might not. I could see him as a good sentinel.
Okay. So, I can see him more as a member.
I can see that. But which, I don't know if he would run against Henry. I think he'd be better at it than Henry. Because I feel like people go to Big J for things and not as much.
And not so much.
Even though I think Henry's really good and probably should be an E-board, but I think that to some extent, certain people choose what they want and then other people just fill in the spots.
Right.
Which doesn't always work.
It doesn't most of the time. But if you need a body of people.
Yeah.
My deal with Henry is that while he's a really great person, I feel like I don't trust a lot of his decisions, like Alex. And therefore, like, I wouldn't go talk to him about issues of that nature.
Scheme.
Zach doesn't confuse me so much. Wait, which Zach?
Zach.
He doesn't confuse me so much.
I mean, I didn't think of them as, like, really, like, kind of up there people, I guess, as far as, like, power positions in class.
That's true.
I guess.
I don't see them as power positions, but I see them as people who can get the job done. Like, look at Zach with Buggy.
Yeah.
Although, that'll be fun. Because Zach doing Buggy around Carnival and E-board will, I'm sure, be loads of fun. But,
I think he'll be a good exchequer.
He's not opposed, right?
He's not opposed. I mean, unless someone backs out. Which Dan might.
Dan might. I'm not exactly sure he wants it, though.
I don't know him at all. I mean, he's been around a little more, I feel. I mean, I've just, like, seen him all the downstairs more.
But, I don't know.
As a poster earlier. But,
I want to invite Beth out one day. Just be like,
she's
I want to be your friend. Please, join us.
I think next time we have, like, a large group of us, we should. And, like, I think Lizzie would be fun to hang around.
Lizzie?
Well,
now. Oh, okay.
Because she just seems really, like, friendly and, like,
cookie. I don't know anything about her.
I don't either, but she seems, like, pretty.
Yeah.
Are you going that way?
I am headed towards Craig Street. In honesty. Oh, this is gross. So much soy sauce. Yeah.
Is it
enough time? Nope. 24. And stop.